So, hello Audio Boo. Today I'm going to record my February 5 Boo, and today it's going to be about childhood memories. And what were my childhood memories? Well, I'm sure as many people have, they are varied and there's lots to choose from. But I can definitely remember my passion for recording and sound, and recording other people was very pronounced when I was a young boy. I used to record anyone and everything. I used to go around with a recorder, tape recorder. I've got absolutely tons of cassettes in my bedroom, underneath the bed in bags. And they basically charted a lot of my childhood, which is quite interesting because I can listen back. Even from school, I remember that at school I used to take a tape recorder in Colombia because my teachers had no idea about Braille, and I knew little Braille myself. So basically, I used to take in the tapes and record my lessons and so on. Although I didn't usually record my lessons, I found other things such as people playing in the playground or having a chat about other things with my friends or recording it or football far more interesting, and I used to get into a lot of trouble with my mum after spending a load of tapes and batteries on things I shouldn't have been recording. That was the other thing. I just wasn't nervous about recording in public. I've touched on this issue before, and it's been touched on before, but, you know, when I was... I now feel nervous about talking to a tape recorder. But that kind of uninhibited freedom that I talked about in my first boo as a child allowed me to record. And I was an incessantly curious child. My childhood memories are of me asking why for absolutely everything, you know. And, you know, I used to be like, you know, how does this work? And why does that do that? And why and why and why? You know, the kid that asks why, that was definitely me. I used to get curious about the most stupid little things. And also, as my childhood, I had a very vivid imagination. I loved creating stories. I wish I could be as creative now. I've got a load of Braille sheets stored somewhere away in the shed of my stories and me talking, creating stories. And I think as a child, I just had a really vivid imagination. Could create all sorts of things, and I distinctly remember playing with Dragon Ball Z characters that my parents bought me, playing with my cousin, and bringing that to life. You know, I had a very big house in Colombia, and I often used to rush around in the main hallway on my knees, hands and knees, playing with these toys, making them fight with one another, doing spectacular car chases and so on. You know, I remember there was this really gimmicky toy, I think it was the toy of Goku, that you could take its waistcoat on and off, and it was a plastic thing, contraption, a plastic contraption that you fastened. And I used to love playing around with that. When I used to have a toy plane, I would often, because we had an airport not very far at all, a very tiny, tiny airport we had, maybe about 10 minutes drive away from my house. So I often used to hear the plane zooming down to land at the airstrip. And so I always used to get this plane and imagine what it would be like to fly here and fly there. So I was definitely a very curious, very active, very imaginative child. When I was little. And that's my February 5th childhood memories boo. I hope you're all having a fantastic day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow on February 6th. Bye-bye.